Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in the study of Daniel chapter 8, we were talking about the reference to Daniel being sick, referring to his reaction to the fate of his people in his vision. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Daniel saw a vision of what's going to happen, and it gave him a burden for souls. Do you have a burden for souls? You say, oh, yes, I want to see souls saved. I even prayed souls would be saved at my church. That's not a burden for souls. A burden for souls comes when you begin to be a witness. When you are praying for specific lost souls. When you're praying for your country, and you're praying more for the souls of men than you are for legislation or who's going to be the next leader. Now, my friend, everyone listening to my voice that names the name of Christ needs to realize we are living in the last days. And you need to determine right now that your last days are going to honor and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you determined that? Have you decided that? Have you decided to follow Jesus in your everyday life? Now, there may be someone listening here today, and you've said, you've talked about the tribulation. You've talked about a time when people will not be able to be saved, and I don't understand that. Well, my friend, it simply means this. The rapture, that's when Jesus Christ takes every person that has been saved, both those that are dead in the grave, their bodies are in the grave, their spirits are with Christ, and those that are alive on the face of the earth, there's going to come a day when he captures them all up to heaven. Some Christians refer to that as the rapture. And they'll be caught up, the Bible says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And they'll meet the Lord in the clouds, and so shall they ever be with the Lord. Now, that's the rapture. That's not the second coming, because Christ will not touch down the earth on that day of the rapture. He meets the saints in the clouds, and they're ever with the Lord. 7 years after that, after the signing of the covenant with Israel, then he'll come back and touch this earth. But right now, as you live, and you've heard of these things coming, and you know that God wants you to turn from your sin and be saved and believe the gospel. And if you won't do that, then my friend, if you're still alive in that tribulation, a period of 7 years of which over half of the world's population dies, and you're still alive in that, and you had the opportunity to be saved, but you shunned it and you rejected it, then God's going to allow strong delusion to come to you so that you'll believe the lies of the Antichrist and you'll not be saved. You see, my friend, the Bible says that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world. Now, friend, the idea of repentance is not do penance. The idea is, I realize I'm a sinner. And I can't do anything about my sins. I cannot take them away. But Jesus can purge you from your sin by his blood. In other words, he can clean you. You must realize that you're a sinner and that you deserve to go to the eternal lake of fire. Now, you say, I don't believe I should go to an eternal lake of fire. Then you don't realize how much of a sinner that you are. There are sex perverts that don't think they should be in jail. There are murderers that feel like that they were rightly provoked and they shouldn't be in jail for their murder or in prison. But my friend, that doesn't change the fact that they were rightly put where they are. And just because you don't think that you should have to go to hell does not mean that you won't go to hell. You'll be there forever if you don't receive Christ. You see, Christ has provided a way. When Jesus was on the cross, he was dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. Your penalty for sin was paid in full. But, my friend, if you reject him as Savior, then that payment will not be appropriated to you. You see, you don't work for salvation. As a matter of fact, you can't even take your sin away. What you must be willing is for the Lord to cleanse you by his blood. When you open your heart to Jesus, you're opening to his cleansing and to his taking your sin away. Now, the Bible says in John 3:16 is a famous verse that is often quoted, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so often we stop there. But if you just go on up through verses 19 and 20, you find out that there were men that loved darkness rather than light and would not receive the light. They wanted to continue in their darkness. And to be quite honest with you, most of those were religious men that he was talking to. You see, men want to hold on to their sin, and you don't want your sin taken away. You don't want to be cleansed. You're not sorry enough for your sin that you want to be cleansed from it, and you want to be forgiven, knowing that the penalty for it was paid in full, and you want to be restored to the love of God. You don't want that? Then, my friend, you'll deserve to go to hell. And yet, if you want that, Jesus said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. You see, Jesus died for your sin because the Bible says God loves you. In Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are. I can't get good enough for God. While I was yet a sinner in my worst state, Christ died for us. Yes, the wages of sin is death, and all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's me, and that's you as well, my friend. And if we're willing for him to save us, the Bible says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Do you believe that the Bible is true? The Bible says that Jesus paid for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree. But it also tells us that he was buried and that 3 days later he rose up from the dead. That's physically, not just spiritually, that's physically. And now he has the keys of hell and of death, because he rose up victorious over both. Do you believe that he literally died for you and rose from the dead for you? Without that belief, you cannot be saved. But with that belief, the Bible says in Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. It's not that we just believe the fact. The Bible says in James 2, the devils believe the fact. They believe it and even tremble about it. But a person that is willing to believe unto righteousness is willing for the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. And with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Aren't you glad that's there? That whosoever says the Fandy Bloom, if you, your name, would call upon the Lord, he will save you. Won't you do that right now, my friend, right where you are? Why not bow your head? I'm going to pray a prayer right now. This prayer will only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean it, you're ready for the cleansing blood of Jesus to take your sin away, and you're willing to put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak. You're willing to trust him with your eternity. Then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood on Calvary and died for me. I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. I am trusting you and you alone for my eternity and my eternal salvation. So I give you my heart right now. Save me. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? I have a booklet that I would want to send to you titled Building Blocks. This booklet will instruct you in how to grow in your new Christian life. If you are saved and you want to disciple another Christian, then let me encourage you to write us and ask for the booklet, and we'll send that to you, my friend, absolutely free. Our announcer will be giving you our address here in just a few moments, and you can write us, whether it's through email or through our physical address, and mail us and let us know of your decisions. We also like to hear from you to find out if this broadcast is edifying to you, if you're learning about the Word of God, or even your criticisms are welcomed as well. And we read those, and we try to answer your letters, and we would love to hear from you. Now, again, we do not want tithe that belongs to the local church coming here. However, if God lays upon your heart an offering above your tithe to your local church, then we will apply every bit of it 100% right back into this radio ministry. We are currently cutting two more radio stations. For the very first time, one of those stations has been corresponding with me. The people in that area have corresponded. They've written, but as you know, we don't ask for money. We don't want this to be a begging ministry. And so as a result of that, we don't ask for money. However, if people send money, it goes back to the broadcast. And the one area I'm cutting is simply because at this point, with the economic downturn, we just don't have the money to keep that station on the air, and that station will be cut. And so we're not asking you to send us your money or to send us your tithe. If God lays this on your heart, do so. But do pray for the financial needs of the Lamp and Light broadcast. This is a hard thing for me to do because I've never liked the radio preachers that beg every day on the radio half their time for money. And I'm not going to start doing that. But I just want you to be aware, as our listeners, that the financial needs of the Lamp and Light radio ministry are great. The Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida has bore the burden for it. But we need your help. Would you consider becoming a prayer warrior for the Lamp and Light broadcast? And through your prayers, ask God to supply the needs of this ministry, that not only will it maintain, but it will be able to expand itself in the teaching and preaching of the Word of God. Well, I see that my time is up. Now I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.